Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Cheryl Hardy, FAA Production Studios Public Relations and National FAST Team Representative of the Year from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Managing Safety. I'm Cheryl Hardy, and I am with you today at NBAA in Las Vegas. This is our annual convention for NBAA, and things are really hustling and bustling. It's Monday morning, and we're going to conduct an interview this morning with Mr. Ralph Lloyd. He's the executive director of the Citation Jet Pilot Owners Association. And Ralph, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Cheryl. I'm fine.
And tell me a little bit about what's going on here today.
Well, the CJP is participating in NBAA because many of our members are here. And it's also a way for us as an organization to kind of keep our finger on the pulse of the industry in terms of new products, in terms of some of the legislative issues that face the industry, and it's always good to see a lot of our members just in the halls on a social basis.
Ralph, Citation Jet Pilot Owners Association, tell me a little bit about the organization. I know it's fairly new, but I understand it's really taking off.
Yeah, the genesis of the CJP was in 2008, where a couple pilots who had purchased citations for their personal use were discussing how they can become sharper as single-pilot operators. I think at the same time there was a lot of interest in across the industry. Cessna, of course, was interested in some of their owners and how they were going to put the new Mustang into service, recognizing that many of those were going to be single-pilot airplanes as well. And I think the group recognized a couple needs. One was for kind of access to the mentoring community, in as much as many of the Mustang owners in particular were new to turbine aircraft. This is their first jet, and they knew they would benefit from the experience of some mentor pilots above and beyond what they would get for training for their initial type rating. And from that discussion, I think there was a recognition that if there was a source of experience, a source of information about single pilot operations, about the citation in particular, that this could be shared and shared in a social environment as well. So from that brief meeting of about a dozen folks basically in San Diego and Carlsbad, I believe, the organization took off. A few people stepped forward into leadership roles, and in that almost 3-year period now, we've grown to 170 owner members and a total of a little over 400, about 460 actually total members, which include a lot of exhibitors and vendors, suppliers in the industry, because they have also recognized that this is an efficient forum to reach a lot of their members, their customers rather, our members. We do have shared interest in that small group of aircraft owners.
You know, Ralph, that's very interesting, because you have a core group of people that came together to make this organization happen. Tell me a little bit about the members themselves. Now, you've got suppliers or manufacturers rather, owners. Can you narrow that down a little bit for me?
Sure. Of the 170 or so owners, about half of them are Mustang owners. As I say, this for them is their first experience at a jet airplane, and for some of them their first experience at a turbine airplane. And for the most part they're owner flown because they have a passion for flying as well as look at the airplane as a useful business tool. I would characterize most of coming from a small business, a family-owned business, a professional practice. We have a few surgeons and others in the professional community. So the airplane itself has great appeal to the owner operator, and the CJP tries to find a way to give them information that makes their ownership experience meaningful.
Tell me a little bit about the relationship with Cessna.
Well, it's been a very good relationship. Cessna was one of the early innovators, I think, or certainly recognized early that the CJP could provide benefit to their customers as well. They have been a financial supporter of the organization. They've given us a lot of technical advice and support. One of the features we have when we have our annual meeting are a series of technical presentations, and of course Cessna leads the way in that with review of product updates, service information, operating tips. They make quite a few of their technical experts available to us, as well as our demonstration pilots that have a lot of influence and certainly a lot of knowledge to share with the owner-operator.
Now, there are a tremendous amount of membership benefits for your members for this organization. Run down the list of just a few of the benefits that you have to offer.
Well, I think the primary benefit is really hard to quantify, and that's the knowledge and information that one gains from other operators, whether it be an operating tip for efficiency or words on a particular service action they should perform, and so that's invaluable. We have tried to provide some financial benefits as well. For instance, we have an agreement with UV Air for a co-branded fuel card. We have an arrangement with Flight Safety, again another one of our corporate sponsors, for some discounts, as it were, for recurrent training that alone can almost pay for the annual membership. We have an arrangement with seven of the largest insurance carriers in the country that provides financial incentives to renew your aviation insurance with them, provided you participate in some of the technical training and the safety enhancement training that we provide at our annual meetings and our regional meetings as well.
How about the forums? You've got a very interesting website, and I know you've got some, talking about putting some forums up, and I know you have a lot of communication going on between your members right now in the forums.
Yeah, the website is clearly the main vehicle at the moment for exchanging information from the organization to the members and among the members themselves. What we found is that, again, some people either new to a jet or even new to this particular model of the Citation, like to hear what other people are doing. So we've asked three of our owner members to step up in kind of a leadership role and help organize and disseminate information about their particular model. We're going to announce that at our annual meeting who those forum leaders are, but we'll have three of them, one for the 510 or the Mustang series, one for the 525 series, and one for the 500 Legacy series. And then all three of those forum leaders will be backed up by a technical expert, an individual who has about 6,000 hours of Citation time alone, has worked with Cessna and is, I think, type-rated in every Citation made. So we've got a vast wealth of experience and technical knowledge to draw from.
Ralph, you've given me a perfect segue, because I would love for you to tell us a bit about the annual convention, where it's at, what's happening, because this is a tremendous membership benefit for your members as well.
It really is, Cheryl, and it's it's an opportunity to, I think, show the other benefit of CJP membership, and that is the social aspect of it. What we do over a three-day period is provide a series of safety enhancement seminars with really world-class speakers to, again, enhance our knowledge and our skill set as aviators, and we mix some social activities there as well. A lot of fun things to do. This year we're at Amelia Island, which is a world-class resort, certainly on the Florida coast. And some of the speakers, for instance, include Eric Alil, who is a world-recognized authority in airborne weather radar. Dr. David Straley, a world-recognized authority in NEXRAD, in fact, can be kind of viewed as the developer, the initial inspiration for the NEXRAD. Charlie Precourt, former space shuttle astronaut, is going to be there as well. And another gentleman, Dr. Mark Rosekind, a member of the NTSB, who is a fatigue management expert, I think, which is a very important issue, particularly for single-pilot operators to understand the whole fatigue management cycle. So it's a combination of world-class academic presentations mixed in a social environment in a five-star resort, and what more could you ask for?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a fantastic time. Now, I know there are a lot of social activities as well that are going to happen there, and I know a lot of the owners will be there with their wives. Tell me a little bit about the companions training.
Well, companions training is something that we first implemented last year, and it was a big hit. We bring in a number of qualified instructors in the particular models, the 510, 525 series, for instance, hold a one-day ground school for the companions who choose to participate in it, which includes a very top-level but very comprehensive understanding of what it takes to operate some of the key controls in the airplane, the autopilot, some of the radios, what they can do for you. So the one-day ground school familiarizes the companions on what their companion is doing in the cockpit, even if they're a non-pilot. And then the highlight of that whole experience is the companions actually get a chance to go out and fly for an hour with a qualified instructor in the owner's airplane. Actually operate the autopilot, operate the radio, see what they would do in an emergency situation to give them confidence that they can actually handle the airplane. And of course it culminates in an actual landing or two by the companion in the airplane. And I think the people who have done it in the past have been, I think, overwhelmed sometimes with what they thought they couldn't do. They find out they can. It's a tremendous confidence booster, and I think in the end makes them more comfortable in traveling in the airplane because they know they can contribute if the situation should arise.
Absolutely. You know, there's no question about that. And past training experience as well, that's always very popular, and it's always a great thing to be able to have your companion qualified, so to speak, to be able to help out in an emergency. CJP is not just a one event a year organization. Tell me about what you're calling your regionals that are throughout the country.
We started those last year, and first of all, the recognition was that because of the scheduling or maybe the distance involved, not all our members could make it to our annual meeting. So we decided to have a smaller scale, similar operation, compressed time frame, in regions around the country. The first one was in Houston last year at a member's hangar, and again, that's part of the social aspect. We had an opportunity to see a terrific private hangar with entertainment facilities, clearly a first-class operation. And this particular member owned an L-39, which our members had an opportunity to fly for basically gas, and they had a chance to fly it with, again, Charlie Precourt, an astronaut, so a lot of flying experience there. And for a lot of companions, again, it was an opportunity that they had never had been exposed to before. It was just a lot of fun. And we did mix in some of the enhancement, safety enhancement education. Again, being so close to NASA, we had a NASA chief pilot come in and present a very interesting overview of some of the approach procedures and some of the training techniques they use in the T-38 program in Houston. Of course, we always have some interesting social activities, good food, and a lot of opportunity to interact. And with the success of that one, we took the show to Seattle in July, had a similar event at the Museum of Flight in Seattle, had a tour of the Boeing facility, a tour of Paul Allen's private museum. And again, in a day and a half, you can just have a lot of fun and a lot of engaging experiences if you're interested at all in aviation. As far as next year, we're planning three. We're not ready to divulge entirely where they are right now because we're still in the planning stage, but the goal would be to have one in the Northeast, one in the Southwest, and probably our first excursion internationally. We have a few international members, primarily in Europe, and that's made easy because, again, a lot of our information exchange is on the website. But the on-site experience is something that is enriching to all the membership. So we're going to take a look at somewhere internationally next year. Again, a world-class site. We'll have safety enhancement education again and see what we can do to promote growth on a worldwide scale.
Now, your regular members are your corporate pilots, your owner-operators, excuse me, for clearer definition. Tell me who qualifies for associate membership.
Well, associate membership is really open to anyone that has an interest in the citation model line. And a lot of our associate members are suppliers to our regular members. They see it as just another effective communications channel to reach our members, but also kind of a feedback, a little closer, a little more organized feedback loop on what our members are looking for in terms of service and support, new programs, enhancements to the existing product, and that's just a very effective way to communicate the voice of the customer on, and again, some very nice settings.
This is clearly an active organization, a lot of energy going on here, a lot of great information, a lot of membership participation. Everybody seems to be feeding back membership, information back to each other. So they're clearly talking and open. Where do I find information out about CJP?
Well, it's real easy. CitationJetPilots.com is the website. As a non-member, you can drill down a little bit and see something of an overview of what we do. And if you're interested, then there's an easy drop-down menu to register, be a CJP member, either as a regular member if you own a citation, or an associate member if you're just interested in learning more, or seeing what our members have to say about their interest in aviation.
And if I have any questions for you, where do I contact you, Ralph?
I'm on the website. There's a link on the website, and I'd be happy to answer any emails.
Absolutely perfect. Is there any other information that we've missed about CJP? I mean, there's so much going on.
Yeah, there is, Cheryl. And one of the roles that we think we can fill is an advocacy role for the members with the various manufacturers, Cessna, all the major component suppliers, and also to the industry at large. Again, we're coalescing a voice of the customer, voice of the user. For instance, again, at our annual meeting, getting back to Amelia Island for a minute, Ed Bolin, Craig Fuller, Tom Poberesny will all be there circulating with the members, but also part of a panel discussion, as well as other industry leaders. So we think in the long term we can be a very effective advocate voice for our members in the supplier community. So it's a good organization. It's a lot of fun. It certainly attracted a lot of successful people that have a passion for aviation, and it's also fun to stay involved with a lot of the industry leaders.
And if I want to exhibit at Amelia Island?
Again, on the website, if you just look at the convention button there, there's contact information for Bill Alberts, who is our meeting organizer. He organized the meeting we had in Aspen 2 years ago and in Colorado Springs last year, and he's running the show this year again in Amelia Island, so he's happy to deal with any exhibitor that may want to reach out to our members.
There you have it, folks. A fantastic organization dedicated to its members, bringing a bountiful array of membership benefits. And Ralph, it certainly is a pleasure to have you here with me today. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. It's my pleasure.
Coming to you from NBAA, this is Cheryl Hardy. You can download this and many other great interviews with industry notables and aviation safety programming off of iTunes. That's Managing Safety. You can go to FAAProductionStudios.com, and don't forget to tune in to Flightline Radio. We are on live 4 times a day. Thanks a bunch, and listen in next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at FAAProductionStudios.com to hear past programs.